It's one of my favorite people in the Washington press corps, ABC News chief White House correspondent Ann Compton.
Hey, good morning, John.
So I'm hearing that for the first time in months, the president had a conversation with Mitch McConnell and John Boehner.
He did indeed. He picked up the phone. McConnell's office says it's the first time the two had spoken since New Year's Eve. That's, of course, you remember, the fiscal cliff was going to hit, and they made
right.
a smaller agreement to move it to February 28th, a week from yesterday.
So it looks like you're not the only person having a problem with White House access.
Well, the president, yeah, very good, skewered, got that one.
I mean, John Boehner's having trouble getting face-to-face
time.
Well,
you know what's interesting about the phone calls yesterday? All the sides announced them, said yes, the phone calls. So how did it go? They won't say. That's not a good sign.
No. No, it's not. You halfway wonder. I mean, this is the Saturday Night Live skit tomorrow, Ann.
Yes.
It'll show the president picking up the phone saying, John Boehner, I just want you to know that we're having a phone conversation about sequester.
Bye.
Gotta go. Click.
And the two congressional offices will not say where the speaker and the Senate leader were when they took the call, except to say, no, they were not in Washington.
While I have you here,
yeah.
I've got to ask you about this piece that was in Politico. Apparently, it's gotten the authors in some hot water. It is called Obama the Puppet Master, and you're quoted as saying the way the president's availability to the press has shrunk in the last 2 years is a disgrace. And you're basing that on a lot of experience. You're covering every president going back to Gerald Ford.
That's right. And I'll give you an example just today. This is nothing about Tiger. The fumes that have been long wafting through this press room were ignited this weekend when the press was not given any heads up that he was playing with Tiger Woods and no access to it. But that I don't care about celebrity golf. But today the president is meeting with Democratic governors to talk about the kind of fiscal issues that govern all of their states and govern them. There's absolutely no access to that. It has been probably 6 months since I've been in the Oval Office on a photo op. Now, we will get a photo op in the Oval Office today. The new Japanese prime minister is coming in. And we understand the president may even take some questions in that. That's progress.
Well, I'll tell you what. For our listeners, compare your job today with 20 years ago during the Clinton years and 30 years ago during the Reagan years.
The biggest change, John, that this administration has used that the other presidents did not have access to is that this White House, this West Wing, can harness the tools of journalism to do it themselves. They can take photographs of the president by his personal photographer and put them out on Flickr so anybody in the country can not only use them, see them, but use them. They have a videographer full-time on the staff who follows the president around, and every Friday morning, go look at it this morning, I haven't yet, called West Wing Week on WhiteHouse.gov. They do their own newscast every Friday morning with a White House deputy press aide voicing it over as the anchor, and they do their own version of the news with scenes and video from events the press was not allowed to cover. They're doing their own newscast. And, of course, they tweet and post blogs. So this administration has harnessed the Internet to get its own message out and at the same time has closed us off to the I don't care about golf. I do care about substantive meetings with people giving the president advice on the budget, on immigration, on gun violence.
So where do you think this is going then?
For 4 years, it's not gone our way.
I mean, it just seems that when there's important issues, they have faux journalists in their press office taking the pictures, doing the newscasts, and just kind of freezing real journalists
and
Ann Compton.
Putting it out directly to the American people. And if that were accompanied by a robust press presence here, then I would have no problem with that. But I think it has been accompanied by far more restrictive access to the meetings that count, John, to the moments in his presidency in which the president is making significant decisions George W. Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, we were in the Oval Office. We would see him meeting with people. We would hear more from the president, including in the Oval Office. And that is something that does not happen under this administration.
There's only two things you can do at this point about this. The first is continue to take it. Or the second is, with the fellow members of the press corps, do something dramatic. It would be, I don't know, a walkout.
No, I'm not a big fan of walkouts. I'm going to be here every day doing my job. I will tell you one thing that certainly has gotten the West Wing's attention, and that is the story in Politico.
Okay, well, it's a great story. I think we've posted it on my Facebook fan page, John Carlson Radio, and Compton's remarks in there. It's a lengthy piece. It's getting a lot of talk
still. And it's good, serious journalism, John. It's not just those. I mean, I have stopped looking at my Twitter feed because people have castigated me for beating up on the president on this. And all I'm interested in is Tiger Woods golf and how silly it is. That's not my point at all. The Politico story is a serious look at how this administration gets its message across.
There we go. At 13 minutes of 7 o'clock, Ann Compton, ABC News White House correspondent. Always great talking to you,
hey,
Ann.
You made my weekend. Thank you, John.
All right.